Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Today, we're diving into a topic that touches all of us at some point in our lives, grief and loss. Ever felt like life threw you a curveball so hard it knocked the wind out of you? Yeah, that's grief. It can hit us unexpectedly, like losing a loved one, ending a relationship, or even saying goodbye to a cherished pet. But here's the thing, grief isn't something we just get over. It's a journey, a messy, complicated roller coaster with its own twists and turns. And just like any roller coaster, it requires some strategies to navigate it safely and find your footing along the way. So buckle up, because today, we're talking about how to manage grief and loss in a healthy way, equipping ourselves with the tools to heal and emerge stronger on the other side. First things first, let's acknowledge that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to grief. Just like snowflakes, our experiences are unique, shaped by our personalities, past experiences, and the nature of the loss itself. But even though it's individual, there are some powerful strategies we can all use. Number 1. Allow yourself to feel. Don't try to bottle up those emotions, the sadness, anger, confusion, even guilt. Feel them fully. It's like acknowledging a storm within, recognizing its power before learning how to weather it. Journaling, talking to trusted friends or family, or even crying it out can help release those pent-up feelings. Number 2. Practice self-care. This isn't selfish, it's essential. Grief takes a toll on us physically and mentally. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, and moving your body, even if it's just a gentle walk. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer to a friend going through something tough. Number 3. Find healthy outlets for expression. This could be anything from painting or writing poetry to playing music or taking up a new hobby. Creative expression can help channel those raw emotions into something beautiful and meaningful. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to grieve, just find what feels authentic to you. Number 4. Connect with others who understand. Grief doesn't have to be a solitary experience. Support groups, online forums, or even just talking to friends who have experienced loss can provide a sense of connection and validation. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. And finally, number 5. Be patient with yourself. Healing takes time. There will be good days and bad days. Don't expect to feel normal overnight. Grief is a process, and it's okay to move through it at your own pace. Celebrate the small victories, acknowledge the tough moments, and trust that you will emerge from this stronger and more resilient than ever before. Let me tell you a story that really resonates with me. A few years back, I lost my beloved dog, Sparky. He was more than just a pet, he was my best friend, my confidant, my furry shadow. The grief hit me like a ton of bricks. There were days when I couldn't get out of bed, and the silence in the house felt deafening. But slowly, with time and support from loved ones, I started to heal. I channeled my grief into writing, creating a beautiful tribute to Sparky that captured his spirit and the joy he brought into my life. Through sharing his story, I realized that even in loss, there's an opportunity for connection and healing. It's okay to let your heart ache, but remember to also open yourself up to love, support, and the possibility of new beginnings. So today, remember, grief is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, allow yourself to feel, and know that you are not alone. Take those small steps each day towards healing, and trust that you will find your way through this. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you. Share it with someone who might need a little extra support right now, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media using hashtag Healthy Boundaries Podcast. Until next time, keep protecting your peace, and remember, you are stronger than you think.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.